Hey there, just a heads up, this podcast is for grown-ups only. We're talking about adult stuff, think spicy language, mature themes, and topics your grandma might raise an eyebrow at. So if you're under 18, come back when you're older. For everyone else, enjoy the ride. Welcome to Hacking Love, Deepening Commitment Through Open Relationships. I'm Anna.
And I'm Aiden. We're thrilled to have you on this journey.
Together for 3 years now, we both came from long marriages and found ourselves craving a fresh approach to love and connection. Traditional monogamy just didn't resonate with us anymore, and we realized that exploring ethical non-monogamy could be the key to deepening our relationship and enriching our lives. In this podcast, we'll share our experiences, insights, and the lessons we've learned along the way. We want to create a space where you can feel comfortable exploring new ideas about relationships, whether you're curious about E&M or just seeking solutions for challenges in your current partnership. So if you're ready to rethink what love can look like, tune in as we dive into the world of ethical non-monogamy and discover how it can revolutionize your relationships. Welcome to Hacking Love.
Hey guys.
Welcome to Hacking Love. This episode is going to be about a lifestyle party that we're going to, and we're starting it by recording before we're even going to it. We're about to leave for the party
right now. Starts in an hour.
Yeah, starts in an hour. You're going to DJ.
Yes.
And so we thought it would be, I want to hear about what your expectations are. What are you excited about? What are you nervous about this particular party?
You go first.
So this party is, it's the same place. It's the same one we went to last time. So we went to a pool party a few weeks ago at the same place. And this is the same group that we had over for our own lifestyle party. So we're getting to know these people better and better, which is honestly makes it a little easier every time.
More fun.
And we have Wonder Woman and Superman who might come tonight, the couple that we've been talking to who are really slow moving like we are, who are really busy with young kids. They have some commitments this afternoon, but they might come to the party later.
That's how they roll. They just never tell you if they're coming or not. They just show up. You know, I guess we've seen that several times. We don't know if we'll be there, or they don't tell us they're going to be there, and then they're there. So
yeah,
they change their minds.
They don't
like
to commit.
Yeah. Commitment-phobic in the lifestyle.
No, I mean, I was telling you last night, like, I remember when my kids were their age, like, there's no way I could have done this. Like, I would have been so overwhelmed and exhausted.
There is a way you could have done it, but you would.
I was with the wrong partner, but having little, it takes up, I don't know, maybe this is just as a mother, but it took up so much of my mental space. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons that she's the one who's lagging behind in the three of us. And maybe that's okay. I'm just trying to find empathy for it. Because right now, we have older kids. We're living the dream.
Yeah, we are.
Like, we really are. Yeah. We have separate houses. We run our own businesses. They both work for people, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just a different amount of mental load she's probably carrying, is my guess. Right. But who knows? What else? What are you thinking about? And there's the single girl who's going to be there.
So
you guys, the single girl we've talked about, and I was all lovely about it and in all the previous episodes, but yeah, if I'm being honest, I'm a little annoyed because most of the lifestyle, this is couples, right? And so I don't know how she got into the group other than, I want to ask Wonder Woman and Superman tonight. He had a separate play experience with her, so I don't know if he found her on the apps and now they just bring her to things, or they brought her to the thing last time or what, but anyway. We're going to have to cut this out because it doesn't sound nice.
Yeah, and we don't know. We're speculating on who knows who. And
we're definitely
maybe we'll find out tonight.
But it just feels like it puts the numbers off. I'm not loving that. I'm like, bring
a guy. If he were 20% less pretty, you might be thinking differently.
No, you're 100% right. oh, yes. 100%. Yeah. But since she's hot, she needs to bring a hot guy with her. That's the rule in my mind that no one is going to follow. No one cares what I think. So, but
they all care what you think, but it's not our party.
You're attracted to her, and that's an option.
The whole room's attracted to her. I couldn't get in line last time. I called her a social butterfly. She kind of flits around to pick different people.
Yes, exactly.
It's adorable.
Yes. Say more. Please
all right,
tell
I'll
me.
Shut up. You asked.
Please.
You're asking. This is an open sharing.
Tell me more. more about how wonderful and adorable she is.
She's pretty adorable, but I don't know if she's wonderful or not, but she's adorable.
Let's talk about more about, just let's be specific.
So I'm detecting a little, what's going on?
I just don't love her being at these events. It really gums up the process. There's not an even trade.
It doesn't gum anything up. It's just
not for you.
It doesn't gum anything up for me either, clearly. But
no, you have an extra hot single woman to make out with.
And one of two that I'm really into.
Yeah.
And the other one may not make it, and she may not be.
No, they'll show up. They always show up. She'll be there, and then it'll be the same thing where I'm feeling like, well, I need to just let y'all have your women play and then for you guys. I don't know. So
you're still speculating.
I'm not speculating. I really think you've said that girl-on-girl play is not necessarily your thing, but I think it is a major desire for most of the men in the lifestyles to see that. So if they have a choice, they would rather play with a woman who's willing to play with other women.
The men don't care. It's just a nice add-on, in my opinion. It doesn't do that much for me. It's great to watch. It's fun to watch and awesome, but it doesn't have that kind of oomph sexually that I look for. But
you're in the minority.
Why do you think that?
That's
just the general consensus. You have no data on that.
That's your whole life you're told that. Why do you think the guy was putting the woman's head together and that guy was
creepy. But
that's one of the major porn searches. Men love girl-on-girl porn.
I think the biggest porn search of stepdaddy now.
Oh, jeez.
So, do your research.
Anyway.
No, it's, yeah. Okay, so all these scenarios and stories you're telling yourself in your head
about options,
who she's into and who's going to do what, we don't know.
I just feel like it's going to be, I just don't want to be a repeat of how I felt at our party, and I feel like that's where it's going to go, where it's just like, I'm just not as much fun because I don't like as many things, and so then I just feel awkward and weird, and I don't know. But I don't know. I'm just feeling whatever.
Why don't we just go to the party and have fun?
I'll be
DJing. I can't do anything for an hour or two anyway.
No, it's fine. We'll go to the party and just have fun, and it'll be fine. I don't know how to deal with the feelings.
Jealousy or something, and there's this pretty girl that's flirting around and doing her thing, and that bothers you somehow.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's single. So you could go date her.
I won't date her.
Why not?
Because that's not our agreement. We don't date.
Wow.
I don't want to.
Wow. Because that's not our agreement?
No, I mean, you could.
Because you're being forced?
Okay.
If you could date her, would you date her?
No, I'm not dating
anyone.
You would
love to date her, but you're being forced by rules and agreements?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
You are
that's not really the right
sensitive
answer.
To this topic.
I am.
I'm happy to assure you that I am not down for whatever that we don't agree to.
Here's what I think we should do. I think I should just make, because I'm not going to be looking at you all night. I'm just going to avoid.
Well, I don't want that.
I just don't. You can come up to
you
me
gotta
and
watch
talk
the DJ,
to me.
Please.
I'll watch you DJ, but I don't want you. I don't want to see you with anybody. It's just I can't right
now. Why don't we just not do anything with anybody? I mean, if this is making
you feel.
Of course,
we're going to do stuff with
no, people. You are saying if it makes you feel icky, that's part of our deals. We don't make each other feel icky. We just
that's not our deal.
What's our?
We feel through the. We talk through the ickiness. The deal is you do what you want, and I have ickiness, so what? And then we talk about it, and that's fine. And then we get through it, and then I get over it eventually. The only way to do the lifestyle is to do that. Otherwise, you're just stuck either not playing or playing with ugly people. That's not an option. So we just have to do it. So what I'd like
before
is maybe...
Before there's nobody really ugly at this party, so it's not...
No, obviously. Yeah. Yes, exactly. But I could find you some trolls on Field. That would be acceptable to me, right? I could get on there and get real active.
I'm sure you could find plenty for me.
Okay, but no.
We're recruiting sixes and below.
Threes and below. We want...
Threes, okay, threes yeah. I was below. Giving... I was sorry, I was a little too
you're
average
so,
on that.
Yeah, you
I was
were
more
just,
in the average area.
You're getting so hopeful. Stop getting so fucking hopeful. No, it makes no sense. So I think what I could do is like... I just want you to do what you want. Don't come and ask me for permission. Don't just go in the back bedroom. Do whatever you're going to do. And if you need, I was thinking I could just record something that's like blanket permission. If some woman is, I need to talk to her first. No, you don't. I don't want to talk to some random woman. Just go do it. You don't need to be involved. And it's going to break the moment anyway. to have to go get permission. You have permission, just go do it. I don't want to see it. I just don't want to hear it. Just tell me later.
Baby, if it's affecting you this much, I'm just not interested. It doesn't. I'm not going to, because what's going to happen is if I do anything, I'll be thinking about what you're thinking.
No, but that's the whole reason that I have never wanted to talk to you about this stuff in the past.
I'm glad you are enough.
No, because this is where it feels controlling to me, is if I tell you about it and it causes you to change your actions, then I'm not going to tell you anymore.
No, the only thing controlling about what you're saying is controlling our relationship success.
Our relationship is a success no matter what my feelings are about this. I'm not mad at you. I'm pissed off at my own feelings and that I even have to go through this. I want to be Miss Confident, Miss I Don't Care. I'm not threatened by anything. I know. And so we have to feel our feelings and we feel through them. And I just have to process it. There's no other way to do it. And literally, the faster you fuck her, the faster I can process it. So, and I still believe that. Like, I just need the Band-Aid ripped off. Seriously. And I think ideally tonight, it would be great.
Why don't we just not do anything and just hang out together? I would love that. I always love that. And I don't need to go. This isn't, like, about going there and planning sex. Having fun and being loose.
But she flits around. She's going to come up and make out with you.
No, that's fine.
You're not going to say no to that. I don't want you to say no to that.
You said fuck her. Kissing's one thing. We kiss a lot of people these
you
things.
You kiss her and fuck her. Do all the things, right? If the opportunity presents itself, I don't want you turning it down because I'm processing stuff. Because I'm going to process stuff.
That's going to be really hard for me. Because
I'm not going to be telling you about this stuff anymore. I'm just not.
Why? Because that's... Because
you're taking it like... You're taking it like a mandate that you have to change your behavior.
No, I just don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything.
I know you don't, but you want to, and I want you to go ahead and do that. It's not going to change my icky feeling. I'm still going to have icky feelings about it. It almost has nothing to do with you. It is all in me.
So how could this help you then? Because if it's just going
to
be
I'll get to see that it's no big deal.
That's right? Genuinely how you want to approach
Yes. Think about it. Like, truly.
So
and it would show me that you trust me what I'm doing. And what if I'm wrong? Then we talk about that. Like, I have confidence in our relationship that we can talk about whatever, but this feeling isn't good. So I would like something to break it out. And I think you fucking her would get it. Now what? Like, that would take it somewhere else.
I would tell you, I've thought about the reverse of this. And if there were a single guy there, young, hot, good looking guy, and I was not involved, because that would be fine. But if I weren't involved and you were just like going off and fucking him, that would probably give me the ick too. I would feel weird about that.
And I don't want it to, but...
Yeah, I don't want it to either. That's the thing. It's just natural and human. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely mindset stuff that's with us still. We definitely have not progressed to where it'd be like, yeah, no big deal, because it's just still there, which is totally fine. We're on the timeline of what this lifestyle is. And I don't have to rush anything. She'll be there, they'll be there, everybody will be there. It's not like I'm missing some massive opportunity.
I just think, yeah, you might be. We're not going to live forever. And the other thing is...
We don't play separate. That's the other thing.
I don't play separate. You are fine to play separate.
Right, but,
I don't want to be there.
But we don't as a couple do that because of the complications that we're talking about.
I'm not worried about complications of you playing separately with her. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be there.
Then you're going to be there, so then...
I'll be at the party, but yeah. I don't want to see you fuck her.
No one's asking for that.
Okay.
But I don't know. I feel like anything that causes us, if it's not a positive growth, this is almost like a negative growth.
No, I think it is positive. I think it's like the only way you can get to the growth is by just keep doing stuff. Like, you need to still individuate, be yourself, do what you want to do, follow your penis. Right? Because eventually I would like to be able to do that. That would be cool.
Yeah.
I'm just never attracted to anybody. You've got more people you're attracted to than I do.
We're both 2 and 2 right now.
Okay. All right. I can see. Right. Yeah, you're right.
And unfortunately, one of the couples we're not really, you know, symbiotic on, but
yeah,
we're both 2 and 2 and it's rare because we are so selective. And I think we have to have connections first with people, which means talking to them, getting to know them, going on dates and stuff. That's just where we're at, and I accept that. It's not that big of a deal to me.
But I don't think slowing the pace down helps me at all.
Oh.
Not at all. I just think it like, it's
what if
like
we just pushed it to the side and said we're just not doing that for now, and you don't think that helps?
No, I just feel like it's something that you desperately want to do, and I'm blocking you.
That's an assumption for you.
And this just makes you want it more, which I would just rather you just go do it.
I don't
it.
Desperately want to do anything but be with you.
I know, babe, that's really sweet and everything, but like when something is forbidden, it just becomes more desirable, and I don't want that. And that makes me not want to tell you that about these feelings in the future, so you feel free to go do them so I can just process by myself alone and then come back to you.
How do you think that processing will go?
I don't know. Like, I mean, probably just self-isolation and putting myself, like, doing a bunch of work. That's what I would do, and just not being around you for a little while.
Well, that's not...
If I can't talk to you about it without you pulling back from the lifestyle...
That's not the most important thing. Is not where we're in lifestyle. The most important thing is for us to talk. So the priorities, I think, are.
I guess it's just hard for me to believe. And I know that
makes
total.
What do you need to believe?
I know it sounds insane.
What the belief is like? I'm not desperate to go fuck this girl.
Yeah, that's like not your number one priority.
No, my number one priority is you, and I know it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I have way more fun with you than anyone else anyway, and we have better sex than anyone in the world. So.
I'm not very fun in the lifestyle, though, and I'm super insecure about that.
Yeah, why? That's not important.
It's just like all of these women, they're just like freaking sex goddesses, and I feel so shy and so conservative. And in vanilla world, I'm like wild, but I just feel like, I don't know.
Well,
I just feel super self-conscious, and I just want you to do what you want to do. And I feel like you're a little confused about what you want to do because you're too concerned with my feelings.
I'm always concerned with your feelings.
I know, but at the
and
same time,
I need to
time,
know them and you need to share them no matter what.
I don't know if that's a great idea. I think I would just rather see you free.
I am free.
But the only way for you to feel free,
I am free
to make your own decisions is for me not to put my emotions on you like this.
No, you're sharing important things about this very sometimes overwhelming lifestyle that we're in, and that's okay. That's what the whole point is. That's this conversation. That's the growth. No matter what happens, we have to have those conversations, and I won't make any decisions because of them. But
please,
I do want to
know.
I won't, but okay. I'm telling you right now, I'm assuring you, nothing else matters. No one else matters. Period. End of story. And if it's me,
I feel that way.
Feeling comfortable because you're uncomfortable, that's valid too.
I know.
It's okay for me to feel uncomfortable if you are.
Okay. I feel like it's okay if we switch it around. I'm like, oh yeah, I understand it. If I was in your position, yes. But with yours, I don't get.
There's no way possible. If I were really concerned, telling you I was really concerned about you and another guy, you would immediately go, I'm not doing it.
Exactly. I would, and I would mean it, but I just don't think you mean it because you're a guy and sex is more important to you.
You're such a sexist.
No, sex is more important, and like it's so much more. Gosh, every time I do a testo shot, I'm like, Jesus Christ, that was just a tiny fraction of what y'all are dealing with, and now my libido is through the roof. Like, it's like a freaking need. Like, you've got to be thinking about it constantly all the time. And so what I imagine is that now you have this forbidden, hot, young, single girl who obviously is into you and you've made out with, and it's amazing.
I think singles are definitely
that now you can't.
I wish you did have someone with her.
That you feel like you can't have her. That just makes you even harder for her.
No, I can have her. You already told me.
I know, but I don't feel like you think you can.
So maybe the chase is done. Oh, I can have her.
I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I would love at the end of the night, we go get in the car. If I have a nice, I don't even care, soft swap, something, experience with Superman, if he shows up, that would be really nice. If not...
If he's there, she's off the menu because she's the unicorn. That's fine, too.
I mean...
It'd be the same thing that happened last time, which is they played a lot together and hung around, but the couple was mostly with us last time.
They were. I think they understood. They've known from the beginning that I'm straight, and I feel like they very much respect that. She is also straight. Wonder Woman is also straight, but she will sometimes do bi for the guy, or
I forgot. I've never heard that term.
You haven't? No. It's the performative thing that drives me fucking insane. I am not a porn star to put on a show. For God, I like gay porn. I don't say, go put on a show. Go stick your dick in that other guy's cock or mouth. Because I literally fantasize about that. I don't make you go do that. Be like, are you sure you don't want to do that? And
no one's
you,
making anyone do anything.
No, everyone, but I mean, it's
these
like...
These women are very voluntary
subtle,
in what they're doing.
It's subtle pressure.
Okay, we've talked about that
and
many
I just,
times.
I don't love it. And then here I am, the only one who's not playing ball.
You're putting pressure on yourself. No, we've had people ask, people, are you really sure? But that's okay. This is self-directed pressure from you, on you.
It is. I just feel like it makes me... It's already hard to find a four-way connection. And then now we have this single girl in the mix, just really mucking it up and making it even harder. And I'm just like, all right, at least Superman, I actually didn't ever feel ignored by him for her, which is good. But if I had, that would have been an issue for sure. I would have been like, what the?
I'm not doing that. He didn't know you anything. And I'm
he doesn't.
Your partner.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. I'm not making you feel ignored. If you're getting down with someone, if you're having fun,
like,
maybe. Okay, but I'm just going to base it on that.
But I need to be okay with being ignored.
No, you don't.
Why? Yes, I do. That's maturity. It is not up to you or anyone else to make me feel confident about myself. This is a growth opportunity for me. This is shit that doesn't come up when you're in a monogamous relationship where you're like insecure. You realize you are relying on other people to prop up your self-worth. That's not healthy, right? Mm-hmm. Lots of people are feeling awkward at parties and are alone. There are plenty of people I can talk to. There's lots of things I can do. I need to learn how to do that. I'm a grown-ass woman, and I need to not begrudge other people their own connections just because I'm feeling insecure. It's not your job. It's not Superman's job. It's not anybody's job. It's definitely not Hot Girl's job, right? She's just living her best life, right? Mm-hmm. And being hot, fucking things up for me. Get the fuck out, bitch. Or bring a hot guy. God damn it. It's really enjoying the lifestyle.
They're all probably going to hear this someday, by the way.
Fine, whatever. We can cut it out.
No, because this will be one of our better episodes. It's your anxiety before a party.
I know.
And that's
sorry,
really
hot girl. I don't really hate you, but I do. Fucking whore.
I'll bet she hates you, too, because you're fucking hot.
That's bullshit.
No.
Oh, my God.
She's probably sitting there fretting right now because you're going to be there.
No, she's not. Oh, my God. No, she's not. Everybody wants to fuck her. Boys, girls, they're all the thing.
And I don't know why you think I'm such a target. There's 40 fucking people there.
It's because she'll kiss anybody.
Not exciting.
No, but the fact is she's one of the two people you're interested in. So that makes it an option. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an option, right? If she was... There are plenty of women who are not selective.
You don't know that she's into me at all.
Oh my God, we've discussed this. She's made out with you multiple times. She came in and watched us have sex at our party.
She came at the end of us.
She came at the end and she was looking over us like, oh, like she was like, wow, what's going on here? She's very flirty. And I told her it was awesome that she should try it. And she said, yes, I will. She fucking loves it. She's been flirting with you on separate text, right? Y'all have a separate little text going where she's trying to go. Okay, but you don't do logistics unless you're ready to open your fucking legs for a guy.
Oh, really?
She's ready to roll.
Anybody at the office is trying to do some admin.
And think about this. She's single with young kids. She would fucking love to poach you.
Oh, so it's a poaching question.
Oh, she would fucking love that.
No, she ain't poaching nobody, but you're saying that...
Oh, the fact that she's single is at least 50% of my issue here.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't have to think about anybody. When she's in a play situation or play party, she only has to think about herself. If I was single at a play party, oh my God, the amount of anxiety that I would not have, it would be amazing.
Maybe you should
go
by yourself.
Fuck that. Okay, maybe. Actually, that sounds great.
Well, that's the other half of your problem is having me there when you're doing stuff.
No, it's just I get stressed out. I don't want to make you jealous. I don't want to make the other people jealous.
Have I been jealous one time?
No, you're amazing. But
if I feel an ick, I tell you about it later, and I have.
And I want to do that. I want to be more like you. It's just not tell you not ick. I feel like I'm pre-yucking your yum and ruining your experience. So I think this is probably the last time. I'm going to experiment with not talking about this for a little while. But at least I'll get it out now. Because I just don't want to fuck up your...
Does it help you to talk about it or does it not help
It you? Helps me to talk about it, but it doesn't help you to talk about it. It fucks up your experience. You're going to go into this fucking party now and be terrified to even look at anybody.
No, I'm not.
Really?
No.
Please?
Terrified? No, I'll be conscious.
Don't.
What? I'm conscious.
I have to be
because that's how we roll with this.
No, that's going to ruin your night.
No, nothing's going to ruin my night. You're so funny. You're so sweet and you're adorable.
No, she's adorable. I don't get that anymore. Wonder Woman is love. I'm not love. Hot Girl is adorable. I'm no longer the adorable.
I don't know what to do because I...
Yeah, you're fucked. You're fucked. So I think the solution is only I get to swing. You just do nothing.
I'm down, but I have to be.
Yeah, so that, I mean, do you see how irrational that is?
It could be. There are a lot of people that just do Hot Wife.
That is the dumbest shit I've ever
heard. No, it's hot. He gets his, she gets hers.
Any of that.
Yeah, and they're easier to find, and there's not a four-way connection. I'm down with that.
We are not doing that. You are not getting to the end of your life and not fucking a bunch of these hot ladies.
I love that you're thinking about me keeling over at some point.
I am saying, like,
and
you're
just
lovely. You're so hot and you are so good at sex.
That's
selfish.
What I think about you, and I'm
it's
thinking
selfish it,
that's
me.
How I feel about you. Like, I have to share this woman because she's so amazing. Isn't she amazing?
But how do you get amazing. To the point where you're just like, you don't care that I am with somebody else? You don't have any of these feelings anymore.
I have a lot of those feelings still.
What do you do with them?
I
Why are you not fussing at me power, like I'm fussing
I
at you?
I power through them and I channel the hotness. And
what hotness?
The hotness of the forbidden. The hotness of...
Okay.
Of course, my MFM comes into play. You know, my...
That's so awesome there. That you think that's hot. I can't even get turned on by you and another woman or two. Like, I can't
I
even
don't
see
need
it.
That's fine. Right? You don't need that.
I know, but it seems like selfish. It seems like really selfish that I can't, like...
It's not selfish. And that is one of your items to work on, is feeling selfish when you're putting your needs ahead of others. That is a go-to Anna thing. And you are working through that. You've gotten so much better over the years that you're standing up for yourself. You're individuating. You're speaking your mind. That's what all of this growth is.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing right now, really.
Yeah.
You're sharing something you would not have shared. You probably would have faked it last year. You would
have
said, oh, it's great. Just go do it. Just like at the orgy dome.
It works really well like that.
It does work.
And then we can do it later.
But
at
it
least
doesn't
you
work
get
for
to
your
do
feelings.
You, but at least you get to do what you want to do, and then we can do my feelings later. Maybe there's an order to it.
I don't want you to feel hurt or sad or...
I know, but you can't control my feelings. My feelings suck.
I know, and I'm used to controlling
people's
feelings.
And they're freaking not controllable, and they don't do what I say. They're really annoying.
But they do change over time.
They do, and that's... I can have confidence in that. I have confidence in two things. Our relationship is forever, and we're forever, and I love you, and you love me. And we can figure anything out together.
Correct.
I have that confidence. And also, that we grow and change, including
yes.
me, even though I'm being fucking cunt.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm being such
this
a
is,
fucking
this is
cliche.
One of those things about you that I just cherish and also am frustrated by. It's you just being so hard on yourself and beating yourself up for having feelings that you feel. And that is just lovely that you care, and it's frustrating for me, for your growth, that you are hard on yourself like you are.
I just love you so much, and I've never loved somebody like this, and it's fucking me up. The only way I've been able to do this before in relationships, not really care and not be jealous, is because I just picked people I didn't love as much as I love you, and it was easier that way.
Oh, that's real easy to not have that deep,
it's just
incredible love.
Fucking sucks. I'm like, I want to be with you, and I want to love you, and I want to let you be.
You're doing all those
things. I don't want to have all the feelings.
You're doing all those things.
I don't like it.
Yeah. Feelings are hard.
They fucking suck. I want to have all the fucking cool girl compersion that comes with when I just don't really care that much.
I'll take the care.
I know.
Yeah, I like that better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's much better. It's not needy.
It is
needy.
It's
not needy.
It's so
lovely.
Gross.
It's beautiful. It just, it makes me feel confident in our love, and that's the most important thing, and that we're forever. And that adds to it. It really does. When you share your feelings, when you have them. If you didn't have them before we broke up a year and a half ago, you were telling me, go do it, because you were trying to...
That was the only way I've ever known
cope.
To be. Yeah.
And you had this... Let me ask you this. In your 12-year high school relationship, 10-year high school relationship to college, you guys had separate boyfriend, girlfriend, don't ask, don't tell, because you were separated by distance. and you went to a party and you saw him with a girl and you nailed it that he was sleeping with her.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that make you feel then?
I was fine.
You're fine. This is the person you were totally in love with. High school, first ever, everything. Totally in love.
I was fine because I knew in that relationship that he loved me more than I loved him. And I always was confident in the relationship and very secure in the relationship because of that.
So you wore the pants, basically.
I loved him, but never as much as he loved me.
Interesting.
And so there was nothing that could... There was just nothing that could threaten.
So you had deep confidence that he was forever.
Deep. And I do have deep confidence that we are. It's like when I called you from the festival last year, and I was like, I don't know what to do with this because what I keep trying to figure out who loves who more, and I figured out it's the right. same, which fucking sucks, which means it's the same, which means I don't get to feel secure all the time. It's like this balance. It's like sometimes I do and sometimes I don't, and sometimes I have to deal with my own bullshit and I can't. Yeah, I could go out and pick somebody that where I have that same dynamic with, safer, where I'm not like really done, like a goner for. It's much less dangerous.
I love hearing that. Now it makes me beg the question, do you think I did that I loved you more before that point?
No, I don't think I've ever been able to figure out from the beginning. I've literally called you on the phone and was like, I think it's the same.
Yeah, it is. And I said, it's the same,
from
idiot.
From the day we met, I was like, why can't I figure this out? This is, one of us has to love the other one more. That's how relationship works. And I have to make sure I am in the position where he loves me more. That is the only safe way to be in a relationship. And then we just kept going and it was still just was like, why can't I pinpoint this? Like, why can't I figure this out? And then... Thank you, mushrooms. I was like, what? I think it's the same.
I remember you calling me and I was like, right? Duh.
Like, yes, it's the same. I just didn't know that existed. I didn't think that was possible. I thought there was always somebody who was had one up.
That is a very transactional view of it.
I know. I guess I didn't have great relationship.
So do you still have a transactional view of it?
No, not since that phone call, really. Right. It's just very frustrating.
But I mean that it's just levels. It's just not levels. It's both as deep as it can be on both of our parts.
I do believe that about us. But it's new to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels a little unstable. But I know it's healthy. That's healthy. That's the way it should be. It just feels, fuck. If I don't have the definite pole position here... Okay.
You know what?
Jumping off the...
You're going to have a pole position tonight, for sure. You are. You're going to be positioned on top of my pole.
Yes.
Hopefully.
I know. If they, Superman and Wonder Woman, just get us all horny, we should just be like...
We're just going to tell them we're going to the house.
We're going... Yeah. Yes, I think so. Because I don't think they're going to want to do it at that house.
No, I don't think so either.
Right?
Like, hey, what do y'all think? We go get a nightcap at the house.
No, fuck that. I think not... Nightcap, just be like, do you want? I know, but like, I think we have to be explicit with them. And I can be explicit with him. I'm more,
you are very comfortable with him. You guys had some conversations I have not had with his wife.
No, but she was saying that she wanted to be inside you. Like, I never said that to him.
She wanted to be inside me.
Didn't she tell you that?
She wanted to be inside me.
Oh, sorry. She wanted you.
That's a whole different thing.
Good grief. Edit. She kept saying that. She wanted you to be inside her.
She said that a couple of times.
Yeah, I didn't say stuff like that to him. But I was like, well, fuck, all right, that's good to know.
I also didn't feel her genitalia like you did.
That's true. Yes.
I got a report on that one.
Yes, I felt his genitalia last time at the last pool party. Yes, I did. He felt mine. He didn't get in there enough.
I didn't get in there enough with her either. So no. I think we were both on the same pace. I think he and I were.
I think so too.
Except he was working it more than I was.
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys were,
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's hard. I don't know because I'm not watching you.
I know.
Because I avert my eyes.
Oh, I watch everything.
God, you are so healthy. You are so healthy.
That's also a turn on to me.
God, that's amazing.
It's still frightening, but still, I can see you with a man and having fun, and it's still got the, but it's, I channel it into that's fucking kind of hot.
Amazing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm I've listened to all the podcasts, and this is a pretty common dynamic I've heard of, that the men aren't very jealous and that the women are.
We've seen that at the parties for sure.
And that...
I haven't seen any jealousy at all at the parties.
Like, and that the men like to see their women having sex with other men and the women do not. It doesn't turn
really?
Them on. Yeah, they're fine being present if it's a parallel play, but it doesn't turn them on. I've heard that multiple times, which made me feel better because I was like, I just feel like the odd person out.
You've been saying that a lot, but I really don't think you are. Yeah. I really don't think you are. You played probably more than most at the last party that we hosted.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah.
Because I had total sex with you and it was great.
Yeah, that and Smart Guy, we're getting down.
Yeah, that's true. But there wasn't, nobody else was really having sex, were they? There was just a lot of soft swap
kissing
and boobies
and
kissing.
And boobies and...
You're so right.
You were the leader.
Thank you.
And nobody had public sex like we did. So
yeah, right.
I don't know why you're feeling so out of place. You're fitting right in to me.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. Why did I not realize that? I don't look around a lot, but you're right. What I did see, I did not see out. I saw mostly talking.
I saw kissing and talking, basically.
Yeah,
and boob sucking. And a little bit of lesbian byplay kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely didn't see any of that.
But I didn't see anything like the very first party we hosted, there was a full-on threesome going on. And
no, but I didn't see anything like that. I know. That's what should have been happening for
to
me.
To you. Right.
I know.
Okay.
But see, I can say that to you. If you said that to me about... hot single girl, I would be devastated that you were expressing a desire to fuck her. I have a complete double standard.
So devastated is what I have to think about tonight.
No! See, okay. No.
No, you're telling me the truth.
No, what I'm telling you is, I just, as long as I don't see it, I'm fine. Just take her off somewhere else. Especially, and even if we're in the same sort of general area, I'm not looking. If I'm with somebody else, I'm fine.
Okay.
And if I see you and I'm not with somebody else, I will avert my eyes or I'll move away. I will move.
We'll leave it there. I think what's going to happen is nothing. And you and I are probably going to fuck because I think we'll probably start losing it at some point.
We will.
And we'll have a great night and this will all be funny. And what will be great is...
we can come back and tell you what happened.
We don't know what's on the next recording because we don't know what's going to happen. So neither do the listeners.
Then I know, exactly. So next recording will be... what time is it? We probably have to leave. We will... be telling you what happened after the party.
We'll see what happens to Anna in this situation. That's the next.
And what happens to Aiden. I'm really hoping you just take her in the back room and get it over with. Did you bring condoms?
No.
Have you packed them? Pack some condoms.
All right.
Just do it.
You're feeling very optimistic for me.
Why not? You want to fuck her. What's the barrier other than the condom?
A literal barrier.
A literal barrier. Yeah.
All right. So anything else for this fortnight?
I don't know. Prepping for party. I washed my bits and pieces, all that stuff. I'm sure you took some medicines. Mm-hmm. I took PT because I'm nervous.
I figured, okay, so that's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, it's just...
if anybody gets down there, it's going to be super sensitive.
Good.
Great, which is great. No, I want that for you.
Yeah, like, I want that for me too.
So we're gonna have some fun.
We'll see.
Yes.
I want to be enthusiastic, so you can also feel free to be enthusiastic.
I am.
Because you're naturally enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic.
I know. You are. Yeah. Good Lord.
All right, we'll circle back, and that'll be the next portion of this one.
Okay. God help me. Okay, we are driving home from the party now.
Just leaving.
Wow, it is a little after midnight. It was really fun. Superman and Wonder Woman did not show up.
Nope. Single hot girl was there.
A single hot girl was there. I just ignored her. So what did you think of tonight?
I thought it was a blast. All great people, same people, a few new people. It was a very sexy, fun, dancey time.
Yeah, so we got there early because you were DJing.
Right.
And that, I really liked that, actually, because it was just us and the hosts, which I really... so it was just like two other couples or three other couples that we got to sit there and just chat with. Just normal. And I find that the more I'm getting to know these people and just getting to hang around them in just a normal setting, that it just... I don't know, you get to know people and it's just easier to be around people and you don't feel as awkward. So that's, I think, really nice. And then people started showing up and you played your set and then our other DJ friend came and played and then we got hot tub. Like, I think at one point every single person, how many people were at the party?
Probably 30
people at the party. Mm-hmm.
I think every single person at the party was in the hot tub at one point.
The hot tub was maxed out.
It was like maxed out. It was overflowing.
There was legs and arms everywhere.
It was so fun.
Lots of heavy petting going on.
Yes, it was really fun. But I was just with you all night. I sat in the lap of the other DJ for what you were DJing. But I didn't kiss him. I didn't want to.
What did you do?
At the end, he started fingering me and kissing my titties.
All the tops came off when we were in the hot tub.
Oh, yes.
It was a no-tops hot tub.
It was a,
so
yes.
Everyone said, when the women got in, hey, you got to take your top off. So
which,
it was a topless party.
Literally, you can do anything you want. But this is just,
it was just a fun rule.
Everybody at this party wanted to take their tops off. Everybody did.
Right.
It was really fun. And so, yeah, so we were all topless for the rest of the night. And that was so much fun. And then one of the hostesses, I admired her bikini. It was like really the string thong bikini and the tiny little micro bikini, the tiny top that just covers your nipples basically. And I don't have any boobs to speak of, but I ordered some of those bikinis and I told her, I was like, oh yeah, like I have some of those on order, but they haven't arrived yet. And she goes, oh, I have some in my back bedroom and you can borrow one if you want. And I was like, and so she took me back there and there was one almost like exactly like the one I ordered. With these like fluorescent colors.
Very, very little material.
No, literally it was just like strings covering like very little. And it was so fun. I'm just, the more I go to these, the more I'm just comfortable being naked and being playful and sexy. And it's just fun. So yeah, I got to wear that and then took that top off at some point when everybody took their tops off. And then let's see, other DJ played, then you played again. And then that's when I ended up in the other DJ's lap. He's like, what do you do? Because I was sitting by myself.
He's like a good friend.
He is so nice. Yeah. He's really sweet. And so he saw me sitting by myself and he just came out, what are you doing? Comes in my lap. And so it was nice. I really wanted that. Like I was feeling lonely because we left the hot tub and we were going to go have sex somewhere. And then you ended up DJ. And then instead, I don't know what happened.
I walked by the DJ deck and it needed love. And so I basically needed more love than you needed. So I gave the DJ
so
deck more love.
I basically lost out to the DJ board.
Totally did.
And I just kept looking at you and I was like trying to let you know with my eyes that I was like, I'm waiting for you.
It was dark. I couldn't see you.
I'm not sitting in this guy's lap.
I was in the zone for sure. And I kept playing and playing and I was like, oh, she's happy. She's with him and they're having a good time. And yeah, I didn't know what was going on. I thought you was talking.
We were just talking for the most of it. Like
the fingers.
That was at the very end. For most of it, we were just sitting there. We were just sitting there talking and he was super sweet and respectful. And like, he did ask to kiss me and I was just like, I'm sure I'll kiss you eventually. But
yep.
But
that was a big step for you.
Yeah, that is a big step.
Because you were like at our party, you were complaining there's hands and stuff, and I've always been averse to like hands coming around.
Yeah.
But you trust him.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
And honestly, when he was touching me, it felt good. And like after talking to him and connecting with him, I was like, oh, okay, I could be attracted to him, but I'm also a little aware that I don't know. I don't know how much he plays. And I just get.
He plays a lot.
Okay, yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. Like,
if they play too much, that's a qualifier.
I prefer, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that sounds terrible, but and that's something that's probably going to change, is it shouldn't even matter. It's just love and pleasure and bodies and who cares. And we're all happy and safe and all that. But no, it was really nice. We talked and I felt totally safe. And I was disappointed that... you left me for the DJ set, so I was just sad.
I was looking forward
to connecting with you.
I'm sorry, babe.
No, but it was exactly what I needed. It was like this guy, I don't know, we'll call him DJ friend.
Yeah.
He literally read my mind, like, and it was so sweet. Like, he could just tell exactly what I needed at the time, which is to sit in some nice man's lap and just be snuggled. And that's exactly what I need. He's let's get your towel and let's cover you up and get you warm.
I put
my head on his shoulder and he just talked and he wasn't like trying to grope me until the very end. there was some other playing happening around us and yeah. And I just kind of went with it. It felt good. And
I know it's funny because when I came back, when I finally left, I was like, oh, I guess I better go over there. But I'd see one more track I want to play. And
I'm
like, and that's 3 minutes every time I see a new track I want to play. So it kept going and going. And then finally I'm like, I'm going to go and just put this on continue and go see what's going on. And you got my lap quickly.
Yes.
And I asked you, like, what happened? And you were like, fingers went around. Oh, good. Finally. Did you like it? I did. Like, was that okay? Was really nice.
Just was wanting to connect with you tonight. And I was like,
well, we definitely connected right after that.
We definitely did. So then after that, oh my gosh, you guys. Oh, this is the best part.
So while she's in my lap at that moment, we started getting really turned on and playing with each other a little bit. And we're like, we want to do this publicly. Like, one of our things has been we want to do it in front of everybody because we're exhibitionists that way.
We learned and that at the sex tent at the festival.
We're like, how about right there in the middle of the grass where between the pool and the hot tub?
Yeah, there's like some artificial turf, like right
where. So we got a towel and just went to town and we were totally fucking. And the funny part for me was my set was playing still. I wasn't at the decks. It was just playing on a continue. And we ended up having sex to my set in front of the speakers, which was really weird for me. Because I've heard those songs like 1,000 times.
I was on top of
you. They weren't exactly
your
romantic songs. They were like bumping bass house music.
And I was bumping on top of you.
To the rhythm of the beat, which was pretty interesting.
I was just riding you.
And so we were like really right there. But I look up, and of course me, I'm always looking around. And everyone's back's turned to us, like talking. And they're all, and I'm like, is anybody actually watching us? I want to watch us. And then you got vocal, and I think people turned. I heard a few of these, that's going on, or, oh, check it out. Oh, whoops, sorry. And the funny part is, and then at some point, a hot girl walks over us and goes, oh, excuse me.
while we were doing it.
I was like, that's a story. Like, all that anxiety you had beforehand, and then she walks over us while we were fucking. That was the result of our night. And so that was.
I'm still here.
She was just walking. She was just walking by.
You could be fucking me, but you're not.
No, she was just walking by.
Yeah, she could have walked around.
She may hear this someday too, so we have to be careful.
Well, she can know that I'm jealous and she'll be complimented by it.
Okay. But I ended up kissing her at one point a little bit, and I just realized that no one kisses like you do. No one has the connection we have, and like, as hot as she is, it just wasn't that big of a deal. And so I get all the angst, and of course that's all natural beforehand. It just really doesn't mean anything. And I knew tonight that it would just play itself out, and you would be comfortable, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. If I just don't pay attention to the things that are, then I'm okay. And I just.
Yeah. And from my perspective, it's not important. But everything's fun, and heard some crazy stories from people. Like, just one girl there that told us some, I guess she was a sex worker or something at some point.
Uh-huh.
And she had just some crazy OnlyFans stories that she was telling
wild.
Us. And we're like, wow, like mind-blowing. And we're like, wow, a couple of people are pretty wild.
Yeah.
But most of them are just.
Most are just normal parents. And I think it's the younger ones that are.
The young ones are there a little more wild. The ones that.
Definitely.
Know. Yeah. So. Yeah. What else?
Okay. So, no, that was cool because the other DJ warmed me up and then, like. He was a fluffer. It was a weird. We were telling him later in the
hotel. Did it turn you on? You were, like, getting turned on? Like,
I was. Oh, yeah. Nice. I was. But I was like, I really just didn't. Like, I wouldn't, I don't know. I just felt like I didn't want to go there with the, I don't know. I think it's because I feel like
you sound a little conflicted.
Yeah, because I was turned on, but I was, like, also just, like.
You're still fighting that sense of propriety.
Sense of propriety, but also just if he fucks everyone, I just don't want to be, like.
Also, that got in your head. That
just
played around.
One more.
So,
yeah, I was, like, I just don't want to be, like.
Yeah, you'll get over that.
I will, probably. Yeah. Yeah, that's still a thing.
Yeah.
For some reason. Mm-hmm. But no, I like, especially after having talked to him. Like, it connected with him, felt safe. He was really sweet to me. Like, at a time exactly when I needed it. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And that allows me to feel attraction for someone.
Yeah, awesome.
Which is really nice. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I love that kind of vibe from a man. It's like that intuitive, like, like, I've got you vibe. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah, you do.
And it just feels like it's very calming for me.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm with somebody who's got their shit together.
That's good. Because I was thinking that, I was hoping you weren't in any distress, right? Like,
uh-uh.
You weren't, like, that's what I was thinking could be going on.
No, so. I missed you.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't like you were fine, though.
I was fine. Yeah. I felt safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and it was really nice. And then a couple of the other women came over and we were chatting with them. They were just having a really great time. And it was just a wonderful group. I'm trying to think of what other exciting things. So we had sex out on the lawn. I was riding you. And then at some point we were...
I was like, I need to take you.
We just kept laughing. We were also laughing because the music and the whole scenario was just hilarious. And then, yeah, you were like, we need to go to one of the rooms. So we go to the first bedroom. It's already taken. We go to the next one. It's taken. So we go to the next one and we find it. And it's like this amazing room with velvet blankets and all these crazy lights. And we were like, this is our room.
This is our room.
And then we went after it. And yeah. Oh my gosh, we had some crazy wild sex. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I was putting my hands all over you. Yeah. I was all in you.
Yeah, you were.
I was.
It was fun.
I had a good time with you. And then...
But everybody was super respectful and...
Yeah.
And in a good mood. I mean, just how these parties have gone for us is just... Yeah. There's just no... Very little weirdness. Very little, like, odd people.
No. I don't think there was any of that. It was, like, very cool.
Yeah, everyone seems pretty, I don't know, just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But DJ was saying that he and his wife were talking about how glad they are that we're in the group and that they were so glad that they don't do very many coffees. Like, they don't meet a lot of people off of field anymore. And that that was, like, one of the few that they did. And that they've been so glad and that they like us a lot. I know, isn't that nice?
That's really nice to hear, yeah.
I know.
Because they're the leaders of the group. They are. They put this whole thing together and they've got, like... a Telegram group of probably 70, 80 people.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And there's a bunch of split offs from that group, different kinds of parties that people want to do, and they'll just have a whole separate chat with just people who are interested in that party. And but we seem to be pretty plugged in.
I like the friendships that I feel like I'm building. And I got to talk to the girlfriend of, let's see, Amazon.
Yeah.
Who's the girlfriend of Smart Guy.
Yeah.
Those who they were
Smart at Guy wasn't there, but she was there tonight.
Yes. He travels all the time. So she was there. So I got to talk to her a lot and really like her. She and I both had some bad divorces and we're both moms and we really got to bond in a lot of other areas. And I just enjoyed getting to talk to her and get to know her more. And then both of the hostesses of the party, I really enjoyed getting to talk to them.
Yeah.
They're super, super sweet.
The more we do, the more we get to know them.
Exactly.
And it's easy to get to know people in these environments because no one's holding back.
I know.
And they just say whatever's on their mind. And it's usually really positive and funny. And I was just sitting there when you were on me and I was just like, my wildest dreams have come true. Looking up at your beautiful face with the disco lights hitting the trees behind you and people all around us. And I'm like, I've done it. I've made it. I've got... the hottest girlfriend at a swinger party and I'm having a blast. And so that was just great for me.
It was amazing. DJ was saying that I was just asking him how he and his wife started swinging and what their history and stuff was and what how they swing. They have a couple's profile, but they also each have separate profiles. They date separately.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I guess, how she had that guy with her tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a guy taking care of her tonight. We saw that was the only other sex we saw, actually.
Yes, yeah. He was actually inside of her.
Yeah,
right on the edge of the hot tub.
That's right.
I know. We opened the door.
I was feeling like maybe we push it up a notch.
The guy who was fucking her told me when I got back to the after putting myself back together, I got back to the hot tub after we had sex, and he was like, "Oh, you guys." I liked watching that. And I was like, oh, you saw us? Good, because we thought nobody
it's funny because we asked other people, did you see us? And, oh, yeah, we saw you. That was great. You know. So
you guys, you'll find, you don't know until you get into this. There are, some people like to be watched. Some people like to watch. We discovered pretty far back at that festival in the woods that we thought it was hot to be doing it in public for some reason. So we like that.
Yeah, I mean, we've had applause before, and once you get that.
Applause!
Yeah,
we're
at that festival. It was actually a different time of the festival. We never talked about that on the podcast.
Which one?
It was
the second time we went.
Next year.
You guys, okay, so the sex tent, the very first time we talked about...
Not the Orgy Dam.
No, not Orgy Dam.
Local
festival
had
sex
like
tent.
A sex tent, yeah.
And we had sex there, right? So the next year, we also went to that same festival. and we ended up having sex a few times in the sex tent. That time, we in fact camped with
we ended up camping there next year.
Camping there next year.
We're going to stay here next
year. This is definitely our camp. This is fantastic.
So tell the story.
Okay, so this one of the guys who was in our camp was like an expert in flogging, and I like the idea of impact play sometimes. And I was like, oh, and he said, I have this specific kind of flogger, and it doesn't hurt.
It's nice. It's like more leathery, strappy thing.
It was
like a thuddy.
Yeah, he was like, it was made of deer. I don't know. I don't know. It was something about it. He was very proud of it. So he was like, I'll flog you if you want. And I was like, all right, let's do this. And so he did it, and it was hot and got us going. Nothing painful, no marks, nothing like that. I'm not hardcore.
It's like a fun thing.
Yeah, it was totally fun and just playful. And then, but it got us going.
Got us going.
And then we ended up having just crazy hot sex. And
then I look up and there's a row of ladies in chairs and they all give us applause. Yeah, and I was like, that is a really good feeling.
It was so like, sweet.
You just have this great sexual adventure and there's people applauding you.
Okay, so we're in the middle of having sex and we're looking around at the other people having sex on the other mattresses around us. And
these two bear guys.
Yep.
That were, we call it sex wrestling.
Yes.
They were wrestle fucking.
Yes.
Or something. And they were like vying for dominance. That was their thing. And they were both trying to like,
they were rolling all over multiple mattresses.
Yeah. And they were
like who was going to be the top?
Kind of fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was hot.
And somebody won.
It was hot. Yeah. I think
I thought it was amusing.
It's really hot. And then the other one was, it was a trans woman with the largest cock I've ever seen in my entire, I've never seen.
We'll call her Nelda.
Yes.
Nelda had a
giant penis underneath a sundress. And Nelda was fucking this beautiful cis woman and they were having a fantastic time. And it was just, and then there was us and then our audience. And it was just, you guys, this is more of a hippie festival, very much like love, acceptance, all bodies, everyone is welcome. And it's just, I don't know. It's a really beautiful environment. And it's different from the swinger environment in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
But really, honestly, similar vibe underlying it. Like, everybody is accepted and loved. And just the closeness and the conversations you can have with people when you're naked with them. Honestly, they've seen your tits. I was getting ready to leave, getting my bag packed up, and my neighbor from my old neighborhood, her husband, mm-hmm. was in there, and he was making out with some other women, and they were talking and making out just by the food. And I was getting my shit together, and I was like, oh, I don't really want to have a wet bathing suit on. So I just took off my wet bathing suit mm-hmm. and put on my underwear and my sweatshirt. And it was just like they didn't even notice. They were just making mm-hmm. out by the food, like 2 feet away. And
I often do that at a regular party.
Never.
Like, just take off your bottoms. And
I was like, I was totally nude.
And totally comfortable.
And totally comfortable. It's really freeing. We're human beings. And it's so great to make friends with your body.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
you like to be naked in general.
I do.
You grew up like one of those naked kids that ran around.
I did, you know, like a little hippie
I think
child.
You're kind of getting some of that same feeling you had of freedom.
Definitely.
Back then, right?
So we should probably circle back about the hot girl.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine. I just ignore her. I just pretend she doesn't exist.
As much of like anxiety you went in with, you didn't seem worried about it to me.
No, I am great if I can just pretend they don't exist. It's the way that I cope. So I'm sorry if you're listening to this. It's not your fault that you're hot. It's not your fault.
You're a lovely gal.
You are, and you should.
This is all in Anna's head.
And you need to just go
get out of her head.
You just need to go fuck Aiden and get it over with. And so it can get out of my head. Can't just keep fucking with the numbers like this. It's true. It's all facts. Right.
No, she was great. We chatted a little bit.
Yeah, she's great.
Can I just like talk? This is a podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
She's great. We chatted a little bit. And that was it. That was it.
I know.
We kissed a little bit.
I know. Yeah,
but that was it. And I remember telling you, it's still not you. And I am perfectly happy and fine. All the stuff you were worried about earlier, it's just in my head, it was like, it's a big nothing. Yeah, but it's not. I'm not in your head.
I know.
Yeah,
I'll get over it. Honestly, right now,
it's not like you're getting over it.
It's just.
Hopefully,
I am. It's just to me. It's just funny more than anything else because it's like I can see how stupid it is, and so Like, I know intellectually how stupid it is, but...
Well, that's what's happening, then. It's as anything in this lifestyle, you're learning about yourself, learning how you react about things, learning how you feel about it, feeling those feelings, feeling the ick, feeling the jealousy or whatever it is, and it ends up okay. And that's what happens, is everything ends up okay in the end.
Yeah.
And that's how I can get through you being with a man. In the end, you come back to me, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And now I've desensitized about that, and I was happy for you with DJ tonight. That was, like, great for me.
I wish that hadn't happened. Like, I don't want to get into the habit of doing that. I just don't. Like, I just...
It was pleasant. You liked it.
It was.
He was snuggling you. He was taking care of you.
I liked that part.
There's nothing wrong with any of that.
That was nice. I just... I don't want to set expectations.
There's still a little monomind going on.
There is. Yeah. I just don't want to set expectations.
You're not.
And
there's no expectation.
I don't know.
There's zero expectation.
Yeah, maybe it is just monomind. I don't know. I just... Yeah. Like, I want to feel special. And I want to feel like... Who I'm with is, like, picky. Or else it doesn't feel special.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And so, I don't know.
It's just a moment in time, right?
Yeah, it's just completely outside of the way that I've spent the first 50 years of my life living. So I just...
Which is an adjustment, for sure.
Yeah.
And again, we don't have to do any of the adjustment, but it's we're learning and we're growing, and it's what we want.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I'm sleepy.
Okay, let's go to bed.
Thank you, guys. Talk to you next time.